Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Gypsy Wagon Hour. Hi, Iggy.
Hi, how you doing? I had little computer issues there.
That seems to be happening around my reality. Computer issues and everything all set, Ben? Is it working now?
We're ready to go. Everything's just running slow. Everything's good now. I think we're good.
Cool.
We're on the air.
And we missed the sirens, so, you know, it was kind of nice. Wow, well, can you believe it's November already?
Time is flying like crazy. I don't know where it's all going.
I don't know where it's going, but I know it's not just adults. I mean, Shay was like, Mom, It feels like I just started school a week ago. What is happening with time? And I heard a couple snippets online through friends about some kind of timeline integration or collapse or something like that. You heard about that as well?
Yeah. Those have been discussions in my circles. Someone's been messing with the timeline.
Yep. And, what can we do? Hang with it.
I don't know. Even looking outside looks different. You know, I was outside today and it just feels different, looks different.
I agree. A lot of the trees still have their leaves, and this is November. I thought that was interesting as I'm driving. There's some in peak formation, and that usually happens, October, right?
Yeah, mostly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything's a little bit still, like it's like fall hasn't gotten here yet. Now it's starting to.
Yeah. I'm really excited about today. I've missed you, Iggy, and I've missed, I'm finding that this hour has become not just like a way to bring offerings out to the universe, the collective universe, but it's also very therapeutic for me to, you know, figure out, kind of what's going on with the energies and the, I know me and several people around me, this could be part of the timeline, have been experiencing strong emotions. And me in particular, a lot of anger. And for me, this anger, which I'd like to speak about some, you know, for a small segment of the show or whatever, can't plan plans, but not results. But how this, you know, it's for me, it's been like a spiritual bypassing, and I've been doing it for a while, maybe my whole life, of trying to skip injustice because I see the bigger picture. I go, that person hurt me or is hurting them because they're wounded, and oh, look at their suffering, and then the suffering of their, you know, fathers, and of course, it's all for the greater good or something. And part of whatever happened during this time lapse shift, which was so funny because my 12-year-old daughter kept talking about time. I think I mentioned it last radio show, but she went more into it. Time isn't linear, and you know, you have to understand this and how it goes in cycles and or in spirals. And so whatever is happening, I think, is a layer of healing around anger, which is about actually people treating other people like shit. Like people treat me like crap, and then I go, it's okay, they don't know better. You know, I try to go to that like love and light place. I don't know if anyone out there can relate to this, and it's very new for me. And one of my greatest friends, Amber, she knows me the best. She goes, Dawn, you've been doing this your whole life. Someone will kick you in the teeth and you'll go, they were having a bad day, and it's just sad for them. They're having a bad day, and like totally ignoring the fact that my face has been kicked in. And so this has been happening for me for a while. And there's this part of me birthing that's like, you know what? I don't, like, I get it. You're suffering, and I'm really tired of adults, you know,
mm-hmm.
taking it out on me as if they're a child.
That's a whole session in itself, isn't it?
It's a whole what?
It's a whole show in itself, isn't it?
I mean, it might be it, because I'm telling you, it's where I'm at, and I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable, but that's why I'm not, you know, that's why I don't teach about being good or happy or, you know, it's all love or light. It's like, it's just the reality of it happening in the last month or two, you know, personally, over and over, you know, me opening up who I am, taking off masks with people and them saying, you're too intense. You know, I had a friend of over
mm-hmm.
like about 15 years say, I don't believe in what you do. I've known you forever and I know you, and I still don't think that any of your abilities are legit. I have, you know, it's just right and left. And it, you know, I can kind of handle, say I got an email about the Gypsy Wagon Hour. And she's like, you know, the Gypsy Wagon, Gypsy is a derogatory term for these people. And I'm like, you mean my people? You mean my mom's people? And like, if you look at all of the you know, all of the, I think it's a very healing personally.
Me.
Oh man, that's where I'm going to. I'm like, you know what? And so it's funny. One of my friends said, you have pricklers out right now. I have pricklers out on the outside of me because, well, one, I think it's important to have them right now as I do heart work. And so that's kind of like where
mm-hmm.
I'm shifting into, what I'm being called to do is to do heart work, but also with protection, like staying, you know, too open just allows people to come in with their wounds and kind of give me a good kick in. And I don't know if other light workers or healers or people out there are experiencing this,
that?
But I had to give it a, what's that?
What did you say?
Light work.
Back.
I don't know.
No, you said,
I don't know.
They what with their wounds?
What with their wounds? Kicking me with their wounds? I don't know. What did
uh-huh.
I say exactly?
That's exactly what you said. They're coming here kicking you with their wounds.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got some protectors up. I'm like,
Did you watch that video I sent you? The Jim Carrey
one?
The one about
that
Jim Carrey.
That one you sent that
mm-hmm.
today or last night? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance
today.
To watch that yet.
We're talking
about
that.
I was cracking up, though, because Jim Carrey is, like, so enlightened in there. And I'm like, this is one I definitely have to save and watch. So what's the premise of that
yeah.
one? Does it relate?
It talks about what we're talking about. It talks about how things just are happening. It's not really – we're kind of like the observer and the watching. We're the witness. We're, you know, we're a little bit of everything. We're breathing, and we don't even know if we're breathing or someone else is breathing for us. We don't know if we're really having these emotions or somebody else is having the emotions, and we're, you know, it's really interesting. I don't want to take it away from you. I want you to watch when you have time. But
yes.
It's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful.
I figured it was.
Moment.
Which we do have those. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I mean, I know the great thing about life is that I know that things aren't personal, that they're usually collective. And you know, I can be this freaking amazing witnesser and see so many different points. And it's interesting how spirit's kind of like, can you go back to just like the simple fact that you're a human being on the earth and that you've had great suffering? And that, I guess it comes down to self-compassion and like, it's not very self-loving or self-compassionate to let other people take their pain and whip me with it, you know? And it's interesting. My daughter's my biggest teacher because she's still a kid. So she's doing that. We're on the precipice of like, how much is disrespectful and not okay? And how much of it is I'm your mom. So of course I'm going to get that. Like I'm your safe person for you to come home and be like, the world was hard. School was hard. Trying to learn how to socialize is hard. My changing body is hard. And so angry. And I want to like, you know, just cry and punch pillows and punch you. And so, you know, I think it's actually her gift. She's allowing me to see this and how I'm letting other people, friends do that to me. And it's, you know, it's not okay. The one friend that was like, you'll never, you know, you're probably never going to complete an online course. You're just not, you know, that's not something, and laughed at me because I had the course on paper before I put it on the computer. It's like, wow, you're laughing at me. It's been harsh.
I'm not laughing at you.
It's been harsh. What'd you say?
My goodness. My goodness. I'll have to say boo to that. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, do it. Boo it. Boo it. Boo. I'm ringing my little clearing energy bell.
Do you remember 1,000 years ago when we were here on this planet, how we told stories? It was all word of mouth. You opened your mouth and you told it to the next person. You told it to the next person. And the next person told it to the next person. And the next person said it a little bit different than the next person. And the next person said same way like that guy. And then the other guy got a little more improvisation into it. He made it even more amazing and more amazing. But these stories never die. So paper, computer, I don't care. You are changing the world in ways that you have no clue, Don. And I'm here as a testament to you and as a witness for you, as your friend, you know, as a brother from past lives and, you know, whatever. But I'm here to tell you today on air, whoever's listening, that you've affected and you've changed my life in ways that, you know, I can't even explain. And I'm grateful for the great gift that you are that is on loan to me to be here today as Don Thompson, as you manifested yourself to be through all the pains you come through. You wouldn't have been able to teach anybody anything if you hadn't had those journeys and those things. You would have been teaching something completely different. So I'm grateful for you. I don't care. And yeah, I'm a little defensive and I'm a little biased because you're my friend and I know that we've done things together. And I know what you do. Not every day, but I know when I'm in your presence and I'm around you, I'm with my family. Mm-hmm. I'm with somebody who is trying to do something that others are afraid to even attempt to do, are not even willing to do, to step out of their own skin. But it's easy to knock somebody else down and make them feel stupid or whatever they want to do because they aren't willing to do the work. You're doing the work. For you may not always be right. It may not be on target like you want it to be, but you're still doing the work. And you know what? You're touching somebody's life. You touched my life, and that's all that matters. I'm done.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. Oh, I'm soaking that in. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to soak that in, and I'm going to ask everyone that is listening to close their eyes with us, and let's do a body check-in of emotionally how you feel, physically how you feel, you know, just kind of, as Iggy says, witnessing where you're at spiritually. So let's call in that eternal witnesser, that higher self part that has been here for many lifetimes. Checking in with your feet and your legs, checking in with your belly, your skin, checking in with your skin. And sinking into that heart space, that place that connects with yourself and other people. Maybe taking some really soft, gentle breaths into the heart. And with this next breath, a breath of gratitude for the polarity of life itself, how there might always be people that can't see us or that don't understand us, and then in honoring that grief, and at the same time in the heart, breathing into the gratitude of those who do see us and do know us and do support us, and allowing both to be there, that both is real. There's not one or the other. And we ask Spirit for an integration of these two polarities, to really feel and embody both the support, both the light, and both the shadow. And you can almost visualize and see this in the heart space. You know, I'm seeing it as a gray and a white, and they're kind of intermixing in together. And through my air, through my breath and my chest, I see the colors around and in my heart starting to blend together. And they're starting to pulsate with the breath. The colors of light and the shadow, the past, the future, the up, the down, they're all beginning to merge with tiny bridges between the breaths. Until you find your own personal harmony for this moment in your heart. A harmony that will continue throughout the day as you mindfully eat, mindfully walk, mindfully speak. Your heart will continue to blend and communicate, clear, energize. And bring your awareness up to your mind. All these intense information fields, emotions, thoughts. And for me, I've had a lot of thoughts. Enough thoughts in 1 minute for an entire day sometimes. Start to take that heart energy and imagine a cord coming up, just connecting your heart's intelligence, that huge magnetic field, that nervous system that is your heart, and connecting it up, anchoring it in where it feels good to you, to your mind, to your brain. And allow that eternal witnesser to begin to witness the information that's so in the moment in your heart, and allow it to your mind to access that, to blend with that, to befriend that information so that the two aren't working separately. You might notice one side more strongly than the other. Be really curious about that. Maybe your left side of your mind is working a little harder than your right, or vice versa. Just really notice that. Notice how the two sides might feel a little different. And we're going to end by bringing your presence to your third eye. So right behind, in your forehead, you might want to, with your eyes closed, look up towards the middle of your forehead, activating that third eye. Maybe bringing that cord wherever it was reaching in your mind and allowing your third eye and your heart to now connect and have an information pathway between the two. And as you get a sense of your mind, your heart, your body, see even now with your eyes closed, if you can get a sense of your presence on Mother Earth. See if you can still be within yourself and also know that there's this greater, bigger picture, this huge support network under our feet. And as you start to bring your awareness back into the room, before you open your eyes fully, I'm going to read this short poem called Mother. You wait for me in the indigo twilight when the first star, the wishing star, begins to twinkle in the sky. I wait for you in the indigo twilight, ready to sing the star song, ready to say the wishing poem, longing to know the warmth of leaning into you. I can feel the notes of the song humming up from deep inside you, humming us back together, two hearts beating, warm in a wild world. You wished for me on a star long ago, before I was born, you said. And I wish for you now, that you know the vast peace of the heavens, that starlight guides your way. And that's written by Kathy Casper. Nice poem, which, you know, when I opened it up, I open up my Wee Moon calendar and I'm looking at, you know, this time frame, Sahim, I think it's called, or Sahim, the ancient Halloween holiday, which the Day of the Dead. And then this Mother poem came up and it made me think of, you know, my relationship with Mother Earth, with being a mother, with my mother, and, you know, how it switches, how that dynamic switches between, you know, her, the mother, being caring for me and then me caring for the mother. So that's kind of what came up for me when I heard that poem. And I'm noticing now, if you want to start to open your eyes and return your breath back, that I feel much, much more calm. I feel really seen and heard and fed by my friend and brother, and I could feel your guys' support out there. And yeah, this is a shadowy, darker time, but I know that, yeah, that's just fall. That's the Scorpio season, and I feel like I can do it with good friends for sure. And I've got some messages. I've got a card pulled, but if anyone out there would like a mini reading, I'm totally willing to do that today. So you may call in, and I've got my authentic code deck, the deck that I developed out to give mini readings. So,
cool.
Yeah.
We have a caller. That was fast.
Well, let's take it.
All right. Here you go.
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hello, Dawn. This is Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Were you able to do the meditation with us just now?
Yes, I'm not really that good at meditating, but yes.
It is a joy. It's a practice, I tell you, especially the visualization and the, you know, feeling your body and being able to connect all those parts. It took me years. So just the fact that you're attempting it is good, because it is. It's a practice. It takes a long time. I know when I first started, I couldn't feel anything. My mind was going so fast.
Either I can't zone out or else I fall asleep. There's like no in between.
So I've got my deck out. Would you like a mini general reading, or do you want to ask, you know, for a theme? Do you want some insight on something?
A mini reading, please.
Okay. We're asking for a mini reading, the highest, most benevolent messages for Joy. All right. So we have a lot about self-care for you. So we've got yoga, health coming up, something that you've been focusing a little bit more on, not so much possibly the yoga. I feel like you've been thinking about it. But there's, when the yoga card comes up, it doesn't have to mean specifically like go join a studio or start doing, you know, yoga online. What it means is that there's information in your body that wants to be birthed for your health. So your health is definitely your focus of the month. And it's physical, but it's also, on one end, it's your physical health. On the other end, it is your emotional health. So it looks like, let me check. Oh my gosh, you're going to crack up, Joy. The meditation card comes up for you. I'll tell you what, here's what I teach. So I have an online course, and when people are new with my clients, I say, just take your cell phone, go into a quiet room. It could be your living room. It could be your bedroom, whatever. Don't lay down, though. You sit up because that helps you from not falling asleep. Set your phone timer for 5 minutes. That's it. If you're new, 5 minutes, and you can't get up until the timer goes off. And eventually you break through, you know, about 3 minutes in, you're like, oh my God, how long has it been? This has been the longest time, you know, like time is creeping. And then you have what I call the meditation breakthrough. And I can promise you it's pure ecstasy. I wouldn't be meditating the way I was if I didn't have like amazing results. I'm a very practical person. I'm like, if it really gives me a lot of good juju, I'm going to do it. If it doesn't, that's a waste of my time. But for you, it's about staying in the moment. So, you know, you, as many people do, most, almost probably everyone, we tend to either be in the past with some unresolved or ungrieved issues, or we go from there to the future, which would have, we can either be excited about the future, open to the future, or have fear about the future. Am I going to get the love that I want? Am I going to get the financial security that I want? And so you're being asked to, I got to keep it simple because it's a mini reading. I can, when I get these kind of clear messages, I can go on and on. But you definitely need, or being called to do stretches, yin yoga. So slow movements. Your body is kind of tight. It wants to elongate and stretch out. There's a saying in yoga, a flexible spine is a flexible mind. So that's the reason that these two are coming up. So your self-care practices for the month will be these stretches, these yogic stretches. And then at the end, once you know your mind is more relaxed, you'll do your five-minute meditation. Side note, sound card is coming up with affirmations, meaning there's either someone in your life who's talking smack to you that's not really saying, you know, that isn't saying the best, which just came up at the beginning of the show, you know, the nicest things to you. You're to, and I'm going to take note of this as well as I do when I do readings, you're to start, you know, speaking to yourself in a highly benevolent, nice way. So like, you know, yeah, I could have done that, but I didn't. I'm going to love myself anyway, type of thing. And to really be soft with your voice. If someone, for you in particular, it's about people speaking too harshly or loud. It's not so much what they're saying to you, like what was happening with me with you. It's about their tone. So you can even soften the people around you by saying, I hear what you're saying, and I want you to know that it's really hard for me to process what you're saying when you're speaking that loudly. I have very sensitive ears, and I need you to, I'm making a request that you speak a little softer so that I can fully hear what you have to say. Something around that nature. Use your own words, but people, when they come at you, like, you know, with a loud, a lot of people in your family or people around you are really loud, you know, you can make that request. You can say, I'm really enjoying what you're saying, and my ears are really sensitive today. I'm wondering if you could tone it down just a tad. So, yep. Yes. Take care of you this month, and thank you so much for listening, Joy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye. Oh, that's wonderful. Sometimes it's hard for us to make requests for ourselves when we're triggered, at least for me. I can only speak for me, but in my noticing, but like when I'm triggered, I don't even know how to take care of myself sometimes. I have a pretty good health care regime. Like I went to chiropractic today. I had 3 ribs out. I do acupuncture. It takes a lot. It takes a lot because, I mean, I'd be curious what you do, Iggy, for self-care. I know when I'm caring for so many people, which I know you do too, and doing medicine work, like, what do you do to make sure that it's balanced, that you get cared for? Because I'm sure people aren't following behind you, pampering you and caring for you. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Not really. Not as much as you would hope. No, I get massages, or I'll go to Sweat Lodge, or I'll go work out, or play some kind of game. But usually, for my body tempo, I'll get a massage. I haven't been to a chiropractor in a long time.
Oh, I think massage is my favorite. I know it's like one of the more, I think, this is my opinion, one of the more expensive ones, but oh my gosh, it's my favorite self-care. Ooh, so good.
Yeah, I guess it depends where you go, but yeah, it's my favorite. Especially when you get someone who knows and they're really passionate about what they're doing, when they're not just going through the motions.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the truth. And I have some, I'm blessed with some good massage therapists. I've been seeing lately when I can, I should say when I choose to, everything's a choice, a guy who is totally a galactic star being. I met him at our friend Aster, because his name now is Yuen, but Aster's cacao ceremony last year. And I looked at this guy, and he had on all white, and I thought, oh my gosh, what an interesting, like, I knew he wasn't from here. It's like looking at some, it was like stepping into Star Trek. I'm like, this guy is, where is he from? And the way he spoke and everything, and come to find out, I got a massage by him and everything, and then come to find out, and this goes into the next thing I kind of wanted to touch on, to get your insight, Iggy, as well, and maybe anyone else's. He was there when my mom, so Aster had maybe 4 or 5 years ago, a ancestor ceremony. And this was on a Easter time. So resurrection, death, I mean, crazy. So he has this and the ceremony, and I say, Mom, will you come with me? Like, Aster's one of my great friends, and like, this is something cool we can do on Easter other than sitting around, you know, and eating, because we're not particularly religious, but more spiritual people. So we go, and in the middle of this ceremony, my mom begins to have a possession. So it looks to me as if my mom is having a stroke, which was extremely, extremely scary. I don't know if I ever told you about this, Iggy. I'm sure I did.
No,
but
I don't know
if
I've ever heard that story.
Oh, it was so intense. And there's a reason why I'm bringing this up. But let me. So what happened was that guy, who my massage therapist, happened to be at this. And I didn't recognize him at the time. I think his beard got longer or something. But so I never met him. He got underneath and behind my mom and held her. And I was yelling, Aster, call the ambulance. Someone call the ambulance. My mother's having a stroke. And because her body started to seize up and quake. So her hands became like claws. And it started at the bottom. And I saw the fear in her face. And I, it was one of the scariest things I've ever seen. And Aster said, no, this is an ancestor. This is an ancestor. And I'm like, as woo-woo-y and as spiritual as I am, I said, bullshit. I don't care what that is. You call the medics. Well, it was. Come to find out, on the way home, my mom goes, A, never going to one of your things again. B, that was a great-great-great-grandfather. She said she felt it. It was masculine, and he came in, and he was not the happiest of guys. And the way Aster explained it is, it came in, you know, it lived within her cells, and it took her. It came in, and then it left, and it was healed and transmuted. So something on our masculine side of our ancestor lineage, it was big medicine. It came in. And it came through, but it was so scary for my mom, just that she was paralyzed. By the time it got almost to her throat, she was just saying, help me, help me, help me. But then we all did the ho'oponos. We all called in, you know, the guides, and the spirit was transmuted. So that happened, and it's kind of unfortunate, or it's kind of a family joke now. My mom's like, when you take me to things, Dawn, you know, the weirdest stuff happens, and I'm a scientist. I don't even believe in this stuff. I don't understand why it's happening to me. And, you know, I can tell her, like, hello, we're from a medicine lineage. Like, you have all these gifts that you've never used. So I am doing a heart cave, a salt cave meditation on Friday, and I get a call. Yeah, it's about 10 people can fit into the salt cave. Spirit told me to do, which was funny, that's what we went in today, the heart. So there must be big heart medicine happening around my realm. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know, no big deal, done it before, it'll be fine. And then I get a Facebook message from my mentor, my teacher, someone who I didn't actually pick out, but, you know, it just seems to have worked out this way that this woman is here, and I definitely trust and respect her. She is, not just because she has her PhD in she is a medicine woman, and, you know, she, her mom and her friends studied all across the world, possession, shamanism, voodoo. And so she has this great skill set, and we're very linked in, and she's been a great ally for me. She wrote me and, you know, had warned me that something might happen at the salt cave. And so I've been going through this whole process of like, oh my gosh, like, you know, this, I think the salt cave might be on old Indian lands, which it's over there towards the Indian caverns. So she was saying, you know, we were talking about maybe bringing an offering for the land. And basically we're trying to keep from weird stuff happening at the salt cave meditation.
Where's the salt rock come from?
That I don't know. I don't know where she got her salt from. But there's definitely, you know, some energy. There's something slightly amiss.
Mm-hmm.
And my, you know, and Susan was getting a feeling it's the land that it's on, but we don't know for sure. So it might be the salt, but definitely going to bring some offerings, set up extra protection, and just know that, I guess once I processed through, you know, I dated someone who had like a demonic entity in them. You were there, you helped me transmute that. And so it's not like new to me to, it's just not my favorite work.
I casted him out. We helped him cast them out, remember?
Yes, yes.
Be gone, demon, be gone.
Yep.
It was me, Ingrid, I think, and I think Dante was there too.
And Dante was there too. Yep, we had to have a team for that demon. That was, whoo. He was, remember, he came to the door frothing at the mouth. Like, oh, it was just.
That was an experience.
That's what I'm saying. That's what has been brought up for me this week is like when she said, hey, possession maybe, or like something's going on, keep your feet covered. I'm like, oh, this is not my favorite part of the medicine work at all. And it is some of the most powerful part of the medicine, right? Or not the most, but it is a, it's powerful. I mean, when you and I helped cast out that demon, you know, that one time, it was like, I didn't know that I had this person in me or this spirit part of me that could do that. I didn't know how powerful. I guess it's a testament in like not being afraid of the dark, which I've kind of, that's been up lately. So it's a good reminder. Don't be afraid of the dark.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Have you had any experience like with that or with,
okay,
people.
It's funny you brought that up, because Sunday I was doing the, you know, I do that sacred drumming, that grief drumming for Kobacker, Ohio Health.
Yes.
And so there was a whole family there, like 10 people from the same woman. Okay, let me tell you the story. I'll make it quick and to the point. Well, they all came there because they lost their grandmother who was 99 years old. She had died. Okay, her name was Elizabeth, okay? And there was like, I don't know how many people named Elizabeth who had died, and people who were named Elizabeth at this thing, okay? It was really weird. It was like, wow. And then all of a sudden this lady walks in because she heard us drumming, and she goes, I heard you guys drumming, and I got, you know, and then I heard you guys talking, telling, sharing your stories. I'm the nurse who took care of your grandmother, you know, before she died. I saw her yesterday, like 2 days ago. She was with her. And I don't know why I was compelled to come up here. I usually don't come up here, and I just wanted to come. We all were like, our hair stood up on our body. It was just really, it was so amazing. I was like, and I got to speak. I was like, now you tell me if that's not spirit. And everybody's like, yeah, everybody just started crying and clapping and hooing. And then we started drumming, okay? And then all of a sudden, you know how you have that out-of-body experience? Like you're talking about your mom was having? Well, I was drumming. And, you know, I'm playing really good, you know, like I feel like I usually do. And then all of a sudden, I didn't have a beat, and I didn't have a rhythm. I didn't know where I was. I was, like, totally confused. And I know I was playing bad because, you know, I don't play like that. And I was like, what is happening to me? Am I having a stroke? What is going on? I really thought I was maybe had a stroke or something, or maybe just had some kind of a, feel like I had this course of energy just like bust right through my body, and I had no control over it. And I really had to like focus and like ground myself and just take deep breaths and keep, as I was drumming. Okay. Imagine me doing this.
Wow.
And I don't know if anybody noticed. I don't even know if it really happened, but something did occur. And all I could feel was just this beautiful, loving energy, like holding me. And the only thing I can think it was that this lady had come to, you know, visit her family one more time because she had died at the Kobacker, you know, in the hospice.
Uh-huh.
And some energies are just very pronounced. You know, they're able to do that because they just know how to do it.
Yeah.
They're not afraid. But I got something used me temporarily, you know, to channel, you know, to say. But I really thought I was, like, having some kind of weird episode in my body. I was like, ooh, that is different. I haven't had that in a long time. Freaked me out.
Did you experience,
I was going to say, did
you experience fear with it? Like, that powerlessness? Was there a little touch of fear with it, and then you just let it go, or?
There was, like, a sense of, here's what it felt like. It felt like I stepped out of my body and somebody else stepped in. And when they were trying to use my space, but they didn't know how to use it. It's like getting in a semi truck. We've never driven one. The only thing you could really do is turn the key, maybe push the gas pedal. It felt like someone just borrowed me for about, you know, those few seconds, you know, or minute, however
Elizabeth.
Long it took.
It might have been Elizabeth. She's like, I'm gonna drum.
I really think
with my 10 family.
I really think she wanted to feel what that was like. But it was like it was like this battle. It was like, well, you know what? You didn't really ask me. And I can't really let you unless you, you know, this wasn't by invitation. And then I got control of my body again. So.
Okay.
But it was
that's
weird.
That's really good information. Wow. I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, that was just Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't demonic. It didn't feel demonic. It didn't feel bad. It just felt like I was sharing. And that this person didn't know, or this thing didn't know how to drum with me. There was no, we couldn't, like, how do you say, sync, you know, we couldn't sync.
Yeah, yeah, sync up, co-create, like that, yeah.
I'm like, no, I want to go this way. No, you're going the wrong way. It was fun, that's how it felt.
Yeah, I've never seen you off beat or off tune. You're like, on it.
Very rare.
So that must have been.
And my friend Mary was sitting next to me, and I know she noticed me act funny, but she didn't really say anything. I have to ask her because I noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, I noticed like day and night, like, I, you know, when I'm off, you know.
The great thing about these timelines shifting like this and the veils being thin is that if time isn't linear, then I'm getting all this information, memory, and so that if something happens in one of these, you know, journey in Shakti Shakedown or the Salt Cave Meditation, or I have a special announcement here in a minute about something epic coming up as well. But no matter what, you know, is happening, knowing that one, we're always going to have like something that stood out in your experience was that warm presence. There's always like something that comes in to support us. I swear. It's like, whether it be spirit or a friend or an earth angel or whatever, there's always we're never alone when we need, when, you know, when we're in that kind of space. You know, like my mom, thankfully that only happened to her. That ancestor only came in to be transmuted because, you know, Astor was there, that my star being massage guy was there, and who knows who else. I mean, I know there was some powerful people there, or people in their power. Everyone's powerful, people embodying their power. So, you know, it makes me less, it's just, it's actually quite a gift to get, oh, hey, remember you have this in your file cabinet of experiences, and just really to set the intention. I'm going to go in Friday to the heart meditation. I'm going to hold space, but I'm going to do some big protection, and just, it's almost like a parent with a kid, like telling the spirits, like, here's what you can and cannot do. You can support us. You can witness us. Here's your gifts I've brought. You cannot, you know, live through us and come into us. And I'll just set some really great, powerful intentions. I feel like anyone with a preteen's learned how to do that. If you can raise a preteen, you can negotiate with spirit.
I had three.
I know. You did. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
I don't.
I'll stick with the one and just keep praying. Oh, it's kind of beautiful, though. You know, kids these days, and I don't know, like, about their generation, but they're really, really open. Like, she's – and I want this because I've been healing, you know, like, my issues around relationships, honesty, masks, sexuality. And, boy, she is not holding back on the questions. And I'm just like, back in my day, you did not ask your parents about sex. You – like – as a girl, if you started your, you know, period, like, I didn't even know to tell anybody. I thought it might make them mad. Mm-hmm. And the more I've talked to women, they've shared that experience. Like, yeah, we didn't tell our parents. We didn't want to freak them out. And,
right.
You know, nowadays kids are like, what's this? What, you know, how do two men or two women have sex? What's, you know, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. I'm like, oh, my gosh. This generation is not holding back.
Yeah, they just said, go Google it. No, don't do that.
Heck no, I'm not doing that.
No. I might take her to some wrong places.
Yeah, there was a big sign. I think it's on Henderson Road where we saw it that said, you know, call this number if you have erectile dysfunction. Well, she's 12. She can read. Mommy, what's erectile dysfunction?
Is erectile dysfunction.
Oh, it's been quite a summer and fall, I tell ya. I have learned how to be vulnerable, how to be honest, how to be appropriate. Like, it's been big medicine. And so that's what I'm saying this to comfort myself. Like, yeah, if I could do this preteen stuff, bring it on, spirit.
You're funny.
It's like self-comforting or something, but oh, golly. Okay, I cannot wait to tell you.
Okay.
Do we have to do a commercial, Phil?
Do you want to do a commercial?
Need to do a...
You don't have to.
We don't have to. Okay. I see. All right. So here's the most exciting part of my career life so far is, or my getting to share my medicine. As I had published last month, I think it was, I published the 12 Steps to Authenticity, and I changed it after the show and some feedback to the authenticity code. So, you know, how to not be happy, have a happier life, a better life, but how to have a more real life, or, you know, more in-depth life. And so I went up to Yellow Springs, Ohio, to visit the owner of the OM yoga studio, Melissa is her name, and we were going to hang out, have lunch, and she said, bring your, you know, or I want to see your 12-week course. So we went up there, and she was one of the main yoga teachers at the Sacred Geo Experience, which was the best weekend of my life, and I really had a special time there. So we bonded there. I go up to visit her, and she looks at my 12-week course, which is still available, by the way, out there. If you guys want to purchase it, I'll put a link on my Facebook, Dawn of the New Era page. And she said, this is a really awesome course, and the majority of people don't have time for, you know, intensive self-improvement courses. I mean, at this point, you know, there's just so much to do. So, and not only that, but unless someone's met me in person and worked with me at a event or something, they're not going to know that my information's any different than anyone else's. You know, they're going to go, God is schmodus. Mm-hmm. There's 100,000 of these out there, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's good, honest feedback. And I appreciate that. And then she said, but what we are going to do is make this course a weekend retreat at my yoga studio. So in February, and I don't, it's not open yet to, we haven't, I mean, I already have the formula for the retreat. It's an authentic immersion retreat, and it's going to be awesome. You get to stay in Yellow Springs, Ohio, with the delicious foods. We're going to have breakfast, lunch, dinner, yoga in the morning, and then I'm going to do a couple ceremonies. We're going to do collage making. The Even Lilith journey. It's going to be pretty epic. And we're going to have a Shakti shakedown Saturday night. So we're actually going to have a dance party. It's going to be great.
Fantastic.
And then after that, she's going to teach me how to take it anywhere in the world. So once I have this all done, figure out what worked, what didn't work. She does retreats in Costa Rica, California. She's going to show me how to take my retreat on the road. So the Gypsy Wagon is actually going to be 2018. Here I come. The
Sweet.
Wagon is
awesome,
going to
Dawn.
Probably. Thank you. It took me a week to like process that it was real, that I was actually going to get to travel with my work. I was like, wait, dreams come true? I don't even understand that that's a real thing. I'm going to have to sit back for a minute and process that. So it's that song. If you've heard that song I played at the last Shakti Shakedown vacation, every day, I love every day of my life and working because it's like a vacation.
You're making it happen.
I mean,
you're doing it.
I am, but the universe is meeting me halfway. Like, I couldn't make this happen without my friend, you know?
It's because you already made it happen.
It's true. All the work for, or all the fun events for the retreat, I've already developed. I mean, it's like, it's already been done. It's already been developed. So it's about putting it all together in a fun package with hiking, yoga, and delicious organic foods.
Mm-hmm. Whoop, whoop.
So
you know what you want.
Stay tuned.
you're vibrating in that frequency.
Well, and which, to circle back around in the circle of Gypsy Wagon radio show life, is that this is what I'm learning, and I want to not take personally, is that friends, what you know, the Don Miguel Ruiz theory too, that friends are mirrors, and mm-hmm. people in our life are mirrors for us, and they're also lessons and blessings and all that, and that not everyone, as I rapidly change, my friends are going to change too. So like the friend that I had when I was, you know, maybe in my darkest part of learning my medicine, you know, when I was suffering greatly after great trauma, she might not believe that now, like, you know, that I can facilitate what I'm facilitating. And if she doesn't, and if these people don't want to come with me, it's okay. And I'm sure this is a process for a lot of people that have shifted, you know, that not every friend can come with them.
You're getting it. You got it.
You're getting it. God, you're hilarious.
It's coming out of your mouth.
Whoop, whoop. That's it.
So inside
that's
there.
It. And I got,
inside
I
there,
want to take
you already knew that. You already knew.
I did.
See, you're not.
It
see,
doesn't make
give
it
yourself
any
a little
less sad.
Give yourself a little credit.
Okay. A little credit.
Maybe what it is, it's, you know, even though we're moving forward, we're letting go of the pieces and parts that served us temporarily, like you're saying. And sometimes that's hard, you know, sometimes it's hard to let go and watch somebody else not be able to let go of their stuff, but it's their journey. It's their mission to figure it out.
Yes, absolutely.
Things are happening in my world too, just like yours. And that's just got to keep going in that direction.
Well, that's why I say it out loud, so that if other people can relate, you know, and it doesn't feel so lonely being alone in it, that we're changing so rapidly, and that there's so many beautiful synchronicities happening. Like, we both got the shamanic way of the bee at the same time. That's just, what are the odds?
Yeah.
There's billions of books out there.
That book's been sitting on my nightstand for about a year. And I'm thinking, I'm going to read this book. I'm going to read this book because I read all these other books too sometimes. And, you know, then I saw that you had it. I'm like, I have that book. And then I read it, pieces, and I flip through pages and I read certain things. But it's just funny. You know, I was like, well, there we are. There we go.
I could not buy this book after being stung by a bunch of bees trying to drink honey on a different day out of my fingernails. That's a weird feeling. Mm-hmm. And then a little bee at the salon. I have an altar at my salon because I have altars everywhere. I can have an altar. And so I have this little tiny altar, and a bee died, perched straight up as if I placed a tiny bee on my altar.
Oh, wow.
And after that, I was like, Google, what is this bee? You know, until I found out that which is my ancestor lineage too. You know, like the European. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, what is this? I want to know more. In fact, I was looking into the guy who wrote that book. He's got an institution in England, or like a school. Looks pretty cool.
Awesome. And your shakedowns are in a place that's called a meadery, right?
That is the other ironic part. Yes, the dance party, which will be next Thursday at 9 o'clock, 16th, it is supplied with, it is in a meadery. So they make honey wine. It's so funny how the correlations are there. Yes. So, and I think we'll be coming up to a full moon for Shakti Shakedown, so that'll be a fun one. And maybe this time we can honor the bees. Maybe I'll do some, you know, calling in the bee totem and honoring the bees and inviting them into the dance party more, because I think they're like, hey, we're supplying some ecstatic energy here. Can we get repped?
Perfect.
Well, I hope you all can make it to the dance party. And and then we have, the Salt Cave, but that's sold out. And other than that, I'm just going to try to rest and enjoy the holidays this month.
Beautiful. All right, Dawn. It's another good show.
Great show. Good one. Thanks for your support. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I'll talk to you guys all next month, December.
All right. Be well.
Be well. Namaste. Bye-bye.